Stacey Abrams, Breitbart thinks I'm delusional for insisting I won in 2018. By Tony Lee on June 6, 2019. Failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams on Thursday evening said she is fairly certain that Breitbart News will think she is delusional for again insisting that she won Georgia's gubernatorial election. Abrams refused to concede to Brian Kemp after losing by fewer than 55,000 votes. And she told the Democratic National Committee's African American Leadership Council summit in Atlanta, Georgia, that she thinks Democrats are going to win in 2020 in Georgia because we won in 2018. Now, I'm fairly certain that Breitbart and Daily Caller are now spinning up the memes that will tell everyone that I am delusional and a liar, Abrams said before saying she wanted to tell you my point. When we think that elections are about politicians, we are confused. When we believe that elections end with the counting of votes, we are wrong. Elections are about people. They're about ideas. They're about values. And they're about the progress we can make as a people. And in 2018, we made progress in the state of Georgia. Abrams said she transformed the electorate in 2018 by tripling the Latino and Asian Pacific Islander vote, getting 25% of the white vote, and increasing youth voter participation by 139%. She also said she got 1.2 black Georgians to vote for her after mentioning that 1.1 Democrats voted in Georgia in 2012. The reality is that we transformed the electorate. But I am aware that I am not governor of Georgia. I am not, Abrams said, before taking another swipe at Kemp. I'm not exactly certain who is, but I am not. Because there are jobs to be done, but I think they're going unfulfilled right now. But that's a conversation for another time. Abrams has gone from coast to coast insisting that she won in 2018 and whining about how she is not governor because of voter suppression. She reportedly met with 2020 presidential candidates like South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg and failed Texas Senate candidate Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke at the event. Stacey Abrams ought to be the governor of Georgia, Buttigieg told the same audience. When racially motivated voter suppression is permitted. When districts are drawn so that politicians get to choose their voters instead of the other way around. When money is allowed to outvote people in this country. We cannot truly say we live in a democracy. Abrams still has not ruled out a 2020 presidential run and indicated last month that she will jump into the race if Democrats do not speak about voter suppression every day on the stump, saying that she believes she can win the nomination even if she enters the race in the fall.